Hey, Rockilla, who's this?
Hi, this is Juan.
Hi, Juan. You won tickets to see 21 Pilots.
Oh, my God. No way. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
You're going to join us on the 22nd for a private 21 Pilots show.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. It's so crazy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? People are dumb on the show today. Involves a guy and the improper use of his beehole. We have What's Up with Florida on the way, the 420 catch of the day, where we like to introduce you to new music. And I've got two different games today for the 21 Pilots tickets. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Brent Chapman, a 34-year-old North Vancouver resident, can see again thanks to something called tooth-in-eye surgery. I found out about this story from Bean on his podcast, A Cup of Tea and a Chat with Ally McKay, and it's truly unbelievable. Great news is coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down.
Breakthrough medical treatments can be mind-boggling, and this certainly is one of them. I learned from this from Bean's podcast, A Cup of Tea and a Chat, and I didn't believe it. I had to look it up myself. But a 34-year-old man named Brent Chapman, who lives in Canada, was able to see again with a crazy surgery.
Brent Chapman is able to see clearly for the first time in 20 years with the help of his tooth.
That sounds like she misspoke, because there's no possible way that your tooth can help you see better.
He's one of just a few patients in the world to undergo a procedure known as tooth-in-eye surgery.
Tooth-in-eye surgery sounds like a barbaric doctor experimenting on humans.
It's a procedure for when people have damage to the front of their eye or the cornea, and you may never have heard of it because it's only used in very rare circumstances.
What has to happen to you before you can use a tooth to help you see again?
Here's how it works. The patient's own tooth, the canine or eye tooth, coincidentally, is extracted. It's then formed into a rectangular shape and a plastic lens is fitted into it. The tooth is then sewn into the patient's cheek.
I'm sorry, I'm pretty sure I heard you say sewn into the patient's cheek.
For long enough that connective tissue grows around it, which is then used to help fix the tooth over the eye, holding the new lens in place.
This is an actual thing. They eventually take the tooth out of your cheek and insert it into your eye, and it has a lens in the middle of it.
So, why a tooth?
As it turns out, the tooth is a really ideal structure for holding a focusing element in place. It's hard, it's rigid, it survives in poor environments, and the body accepts it because it's part of its own, because it's part of you.
Here is the 34-year-old talking about the tooth-in-eye surgery.
I think at first I'm like most people, it seems kind of science fiction-y and out there.
It may have sounded out there, but after losing most of his sight when he was 13 years old and going through almost 50 surgeries trying to regain it, Chapman was willing to give it a try.
This sort of opened a new door for me and a new chapter in my life. Little things like eye contact are just, I think, things that people take for granted. It's very, very powerful, and you have that human connection again.
I mean, I do take it for granted, and also spend a lot of time trying to not make eye contact.
Visually. And you're like, wow, we actually pulled this off.
And that is great news. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, you're caller 21.
No way.
Yep, you got the tickets for 21 Pilots.
Oh my God, I've been calling all week.
Well, it paid off. Who are you going to bring?
Well, my two daughters are fighting over it, so I don't know. They had a competition the other day who can name the most songs, so.
Oh, I like it. It's like Hunger Games. They're competing for the tickets.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's news. What's up with Florida?
Is it possible to vote a story the best Florida story ever? If so, this one is certainly in the running. This is a sheriff named Grady Judge, and he is from Polk County, which is about 60 miles from Orlando. And he does an Instagram where he tells you the people that they arrested and the behind-the-scenes story. Here he is.
So we arrested Walter Frymere. He's 51. We got a call that he was naked inside of a restroom at a public park.
Let's agree on that word. It's naked, not naked.
So we ask, is he naked or buck naked? You know, you can be naked and still have your socks on.
Yeah, but that's still naked.
Anyway, our deputy gets there. So the deputy arrests him. We find out he's already got 25 prior arrests and been to state prison 5 times.
Well, Florida.
You ain't gonna believe this.
You truly ain't gonna believe this.
So we put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail.
So if it's not drugs, what could it possibly be?
He brought a thermos into the jail.
He brought a thermos, like one of those that you drink coffee with? Not a coffee cup, but a thermos that holds like 3, 4, 5 cups. The size matters a lot.
That's right.
But you say, Kevin, you can't just walk into jail with a thermos. How could he possibly try to make that happen?
He put it up the exit ramp. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. He put it in his butt. It's a thermos. A full-size thermos in his butt. They saw it on the x-ray.
A thermos about this size.
That size is way too big for the beehole.
We saw that and we said, dude.
That's what I would have said. Dude.
What are you doing here? He said, well.
What do you think his excuse is? What do you think he says back to the sheriff? He says, well.
I put that inside my body 24 hours earlier.
Did not see that coming.
We had to take him to the hospital. They had to find a specialist.
How do you find a specialist that can get a thermos out of your beehole?
It was quite the ordeal, but he's thermoless in the county jail.
Yeah, thermosless. They took it out.
Today. Have a good day.
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
What a crazy baseball game it was yesterday for the Dodgers. We're going to talk to Beer Mug's mom. Maybe the worst Dodger fan ever. Coming up in about 15 minutes on K-Rock.
No balls and a strike. Pajes breaks his bat. Kirkring got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win, and they are moving on to the NLCS.
All right, so that happened yesterday. We used to, on the Kevin and Bean Show, talk to Beer Mug's mom because she is the biggest Dodgers fan ever. But I just want to clarify. Hi, Mama Mugs.
Hi. I'm so happy to talk to you again, Kevin.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to clarify, though, just to, as a way of setting this up, you were at Dodger Stadium for the 1988 World Series.
Sure was.
And
with
you left.
Every human being in the world.
And you left the stadium before the Kirk Gibson home run.
You got that. The best play in Dodger history until yesterday.
All right, now let me ask you. You also said every single time the Dodgers are on, if they fall behind, you turn the game off. Is that true?
I actually put it on hold, and then so I can put it back on and fast forward and not see any miserable parts.
But I would argue that seeing the miserable parts is what makes the highs so high.
Well, I can't take it. My heart can't take it. And my nerves can't take it. I was such a nervous wreck yesterday because I did not want them to go back to Philly. I just was a wreck.
So did you watch all 11 innings?
Oh, sure. Every minute of it.
Wow.
And every minute of it. And my heart was in my mouth. And at the end, I couldn't believe it. I screamed my head off.
Yeah, that was something. Baseball fans can be very superstitious. Do you have a hat or a shirt or something that you wear every game?
No, I just hold my doggy and squeeze her when I can't stand it anymore.
Your poor dog.
Yes.
Do you ever watch with friends and try to turn it off and they won't let you?
No. I have to see it myself.
By yourself.
I have to be alone when I see it. I'll go into a room with a TV and shut off everyone else.
Wow. That is stunning.
No,
So you've never been in a bar and seen the game? You've never been at somebody else's house?
Well, I shouldn't say no. I watch football sometimes at a bar.
Yeah, but that's not Dodgers.
No, but that's not Dodgers. And because I'm not as nervous with a football game.
Right.
But with the Dodgers, I have to be alone and I have to control the remote.
All right. Mama Muggs, do you care if it's the Brewers or Cubs?
I think I would prefer the Cubs because they're weaker.
All right. Well,
yeah, I think I would prefer the Cubs. And they're playing today. And this will be the final game. Yeah.
Now, can you watch that game?
Yes.
Okay.
No problem at all.
Even if the Cubs fall behind?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
No, I really don't care about... I think we could beat both of them. Any one of them. So I'm good to go, but I would prefer the Cubs.
All right. I got you. Well, Mama Muggs, it's great to catch up with you. And go Dodgers, go.
Go Dodgers. Please go Dodgers.
K-Rock, hello. Who is this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Tasha, what if I told you were caller 21?
No way.
Yep. Yep. Caller 21.
Thank you so much.
You won tickets to the private show with 21 Pilots.
Woo! Oh, I know what I want. Thank you.
It's Kevin Ryder. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up. Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one. Well, there were rumors yesterday. The official announcement came this morning that No Doubt will be headlining a six-night residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas in May of next year. The announcement coincides today with the 30th anniversary of their iconic Tragic Kingdom album. This marks their first multi-night series of shows together in nearly 14 years and also makes them the first female-fronted band to headline this iconic venue. The band has expressed a lot of excitement about the creative possibilities. The Sphere is super immersive. The technology is incredible. And I know that I am so excited to see what they have in store. Tickets are going to go really fast. I don't even want to know how expensive they're going to be, but you can sign up now on the No Doubt website to sign up for the presale. Number two, a South Carolina couple's ultra-realistic Halloween display has neighbors so spooked that they keep dialing 911. Sam Lee and Amanda Payton's home looks like it is actually engulfed in flames. Orange lights glow in every window. There's thick smoke that rolls out from the porch, and it appears as though the house is truly burning down. The couple says the first night they flipped it on, the fire department was called three or four times, and hoping to stop the panic, they posted a Facebook video just explaining the fire is fake and asking locals to please not call 911 again. This video has gone crazy viral, over 25 million views. And of course, there's people that are saying this is so irresponsible. But in my opinion, this is the best Halloween decorations I have ever seen.
This is Halloween.
Have you seen this?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's so good.
It is great.
Okay, number
also,
three.
I would call the police because I'd be afraid it was real. Yeah,
because it was that real.
For sure.
It's incredible. And for number three, we always like to highlight movies that are coming out this weekend. You got Tron, Ares, and I am going to have your final chance tonight to win those Nine Inch Nails tickets and some Fandango passes so you can go see the new Tron movie as well. Kiss of the Spider-Woman featuring J-Lo and Diego Luna. This is a musical drama and tells the story of two prisoners who form an unlikely bond through fantasy, love, and escapism. This actually looks really good, I have to admit. And then finally, Roof Man, starring Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst. This crime biopic follows the real-life story of Jeffrey Manchester, a charming yet elusive fugitive known for breaking into stores through their rooftops while evading capture, and that one looks really good as well. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day! a monster catch of the day.
This is a Nashville-based trio. It's called Edge Hill, and the song is Double Take. This band is noted for its dynamic shifts from like soft acoustic verses to more forceful feedback-driven choruses. And this song is great. It is called Double Take from Edge Hill. It is the 420 catch of the day. That is Edge Hill, and the song is called Double Take. It's the 420 catch of the day. We have a new game for you to win tickets for 21 Pilots. This one is very difficult.
You really gave us no other choice
right.
than to make it damn near impossible.
So we made it damn near impossible.
But you're going to do it anyway.
Yep.
Because we'll know how you are.
In about 10 minutes on K-Rock. You 21 Pilots fans are impressive.
Yes.
Impressive.
Maybe slightly insane as
well. All week long, we've been coming up with games for you to play and win the tickets. And we'll give you a 1-second challenge and you get it. The first contestant gets it. All week long, the first contestant got everything. So what we have now is a montage. And we had an easy one. We said, nope. We were going to use the middle one. We said, nope, it's the hard one.
Expert level, baby.
Because you guys are so amazing. So there are six 21 Pilot songs. I'm going to play the montage in just a second. But when you call at 800-520-1067, say, I want to play the game. And then we'll put you on hold and we'll play the game. Here it is. This is the expert level 21 Pilots montage. Good luck. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
What are we doing for the people right now, Megan?
Well, we're trying to stump them to a degree, but we're also getting you into the 21 Pilots show. So we're going to be playing you what I would call an impossible montage of six 21 Pilots songs that you have to guess.
This is important. You have to guess them in order.
Yes.
We're not going to put them in order for you. And as soon as you get one wrong, we move on. Here's the impossible montage. All right. So I can play it for each of you once, only one time. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hi there, who's this?
Hi, my name is Robert.
All right, Robert, are you ready for the montage?
Yes, play it for me.
I can play it for you once.
Fuck, all right. Chlorine, dry, jump to Steven.
Sorry. Don't curse. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. You ready for the montage?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
There's no way you're getting it, but we'll play it for you. Here you go. In order, what are those six songs?
Shoot. I can't say. I'm sorry.
No worries. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. You ready for the impossible montage?
Yeah, I'm really, really scared.
All right, I'm going to play it for you one time.
Okay.
Then you have to give us all six songs in a row.
Oh, God. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Chlorine.
Is not first. I'm sorry.
Aww.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi there. Are you ready to play the montage game?
Yes, I think so.
I can play it for you one time, then you give me all six songs in order.
All right. The first one is Stressed Out.
Correct.
All right. The second one is Chlorine.
Correct.
And could you please play it one more time?
I cannot. I'm sorry. Only one time.
Any guesses for the third song?
I don't know, but the first one is definitely Jumpsuit.
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling. We do have number one and two, though. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you ready for the impossible montage?
Yes.
Here you go.
Okay, so we want to let you know we already have number one and two. So number one is Stressed Out. Number two is Chlorine. So what's the third song?
Is it Ride?
Aww. It is not. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. You ready for the impossible montage?
Oh, my God. Yes and no.
All right. Number one is stressed out. Number two is chlorine. I'm going to play it for you. Here you go.
Okay. You. Oh, God. It's not tear. No, it's not tearing my heart. It's not. It's, oh, my God.
We have stressed out. We have chlorine. That's one and two. What do you got?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say polarized, but I know it's wrong.
Sorry. You were right. It is wrong. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. It's the impossible montage. Are you ready?
As I can be, yeah.
All right. So we have stressed out number one, and number two is chlorine. Here we go. What's number three?
Number three, smithereens.
I am sorry. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. You ready for the impossible montage?
I don't think so.
Do you want to play or...
No, I do want to play, but I don't think I'm going to get it right.
All right. Well, here's the montage one more time.
Impossible.
Here we go.
And we already got number one and two. Okay, number one is stressed out. Number two is chlorine. What's the third song?
U-O.
What's the third song? We need to guess.
I think I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to go with polarized.
I am sorry. That's incorrect. All right. So we have the impossible montage. We have number one, stressed out. Number two, chlorine. And we're going to take your calls. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll take your calls when we come back for 21 Pilots tickets. All right. It's the world famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are doing an impossible montage. K-Rock, hello. Who's this? Oops, sorry. My bad. Who's this?
Hi, this is Natalia.
All right, Natalia, I'm going to play it for you one time, the impossible montage, and you give us the songs in order, all right?
Okay.
Number one is stressed out. Number two is chlorine.
Here you go.
Okay, I think I have it.
All right, let's hear it.
So stressed out, chlorine, my blood, ride, heathens, and jumpsuit.
That is it. How did you do that?
I don't even...
I would never be able to get that.
Dedicated 21 Pilots.
Wow. Here it is slowed down so everybody else that was playing along can hear. So you won the 21 Pilots game and tickets. Congratulations.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah!
You are truly impressive.
Thank you.
All right, hold
Hi,
on.
Kevin.
Hi. All right, hold on. We'll take your information off the air. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Oh, yes. I want to win the K-Rock 21 Pilots tickets.
Well, that's good news because you won the K-Rock 21 Pilots tickets.
You're kidding.
Not kidding.
Okay, great. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Who is this?
This is Rita.
Rita, congratulations. You're going to join us on the 22nd for our private show with 21 Pilots.
Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. You made my whole life.
Yeah, Rita!
Thank you. That's so great. How do I get the tickets?
Hang on.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Read the text for us okay. First.
So the 818, they said, you're playing the songs too fast and too little.
That was the idea for the impossible montage. Only it's not impossible for 21 Pilot fans. Here it is.
Just hearing that, I'm like, it's insane.
Right.
So Natalia in LA, she cracked the code on that one.
Congratulations. Woo! We've got another impossible, in quotes, game coming up in about 15 minutes. But first,
from the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
In Florida, there is a sheriff named Grady Judge, and he has an Instagram account. And once a week, he comes on and explains the people that they've arrested. So this is a sheriff who's giving us the tale of Walter Freimeyer, 51 years old.
So we arrested Walter Freimeyer. He's 51. We got a call that he was naked inside of a restroom.
Naked. He's naked.
At a public park. So we ask, is he naked or buck naked?
I mean, really? It's the same, right?
You can be naked and still have your socks on. Anyway, our deputy gets there.
I mean, I feel still like it's all you're wearing on. Is socks. You're naked.
Yeah, you're naked.
As you say it.
Naked
so
enough.
The deputy arrests him. We find out he's already got 25 prior arrests and been to state prison 5 times. You ain't going to believe this.
You truly aren't going to believe this.
Oh, my God. First, naked.
This
second,
is the
25.
Part that you will not believe because there's no possible way you could ever anticipate what's going to happen.
Oh,
so we put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail.
Yeah, he wasn't. Upon looking at the x-ray,
he brought a thermos into the jail.
A thermos.
What?
It's like a 5 or 6 cup container thermos.
Yeah.
Like you bring a drink to at
right,
work.
Right, sure.
It's pretty big.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot bigger than your beehole.
How in
that's
the...
right. He put it up the exit ramp.
He put it up the exit ramp. That
there's
happened.
There's no way.
I agree there's
how
no way.
How many pounds of lube does that take?
All? For...
You know what I mean? A thermos.
Yeah, a thermos, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Up the exit.
About this size. We saw that, and we said, dude, what are you doing here? He said, well, I put that inside my body.
What do you think he's going to say? I put that inside my body.
Just in case I got thirsty.
24 hours earlier.
I'm sorry. It's been there a day? A whole day.
We had to take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
They had to find a specialist.
Is there a specialist in butt stuff? You yeah. know what I mean? Like, and you put a thermos up your butt, there's a specialist that they call?
It was quite the ordeal.
Of course.
But he's thermoless in the county jail today. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Wow.
And this reminder from us.
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
So Blink-182, they just posted that they wrapped their tour, and I feel like that's been going on for 2 years.
That's true.
And they will be headlining When We Were Young next weekend. So I do want to give people the heads up that there are still tickets for the second show, which is on the 19th. So impromptu Vegas trip.
Love it.
Come on, Kev. Can we go? Come on.
It's Kevin Reiter and Megan Holliday.
Well, not only does today is the anniversary, the 30th anniversary of their iconic album Tragic Kingdom, but it was also announced that No Doubt are going to be doing a limited run at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, that's going to be in May of next year.
People ask me my favorite show, and I have to say, other than the Sphere, because visually it's stunning.
Oh my
and wipes
God.
Anyone off the earth because it looks so cool. And also getting tickets down close don't matter. You want to sit anywhere in that Sphere.
Really? So anywhere you are
yep.
is a good spot.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm
fantastic.
Really hoping this one will be my first time at the Sphere.
Has
and the pre-sale, go to the No Doubt website to get in on that now.
All week long, we've been trying to make sure that we get 21 Pilot fans into this show. And that it's not random. You can actually earn it. And we're going to do another 1 second, just a second, of a 21 Pilots song. However, this one's backwards. It's in reverse.
It's literally in reverse.
It sounds hilarious. You have to identify the song. Call us at 800-520-1067. Tell us you want to play the game, and we'll play the game next. All right, everybody is on hold. They're ready to play a game we like to call Just a Second, only in this particular case, we're doing impossible games today. We did one an hour ago of a montage, and somebody got it.
Oh, yeah, it was really hard.
And I would never even think to call for that, because I'm so bad at it. This one-second clip is backwards.
This is one of my most favorite things you've done. I just want you to say.
So this clip is backwards, and I'll play it once for each of you. I'm going to play it once beforehand, and then I'll play it once for each of you. Here we go. This is the 1 second. There it is. All right. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, my God. Caitlin?
Caitlin, are you ready to play the game?
I mean, I feel like as ready as I can be.
All right, here's your 1 second. It's backwards. Identify the song.
I don't know. Is it We Don't Believe What's on TV?
It is not. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. You ready for your 1 second?
I'll do my best.
Here you go. What song do you think that is?
That sounds recent. That sounds like it's on Breach.
If you had
I'm going
to
say pick. City Walls. That does not sound right.
That is not right. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Are you ready for your 1 second backwards?
Yes, let's do it.
Here you go.
I'm
going to say Ride.
Ride is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. No.
Sorry, sorry.
That
all
was
right.
My guess.
K-Rock, hello. Hello.
City Walls.
Turn it down.
Yep, turn the radio down.
Turn your radio down, please.
I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Turn it down. Don't make us move on, man. All right, you ready? Is he gone?
I guess.
Wow, that hurts. All right. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you ready for your 1 second?
Yes.
Identify this song.
Oh.
Oh, man.
What's the name of that song?
What is the name of that song?
Yep. That's what we're asking you.
It's so hard. I'm going to have to go with one, just a guess.
Make a guess.
Is there any sense? Can I hear it again?
Nope. One time.
Oh, all right.
Try to make it fair for everyone. What? You got to pick a song, dude. All right, K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, are you ready to play the game?
I'm so ready.
Here you go.
Is it Stressed Out?
It is not. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, you ready to play the game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's the backwards clip. What do you think it is?
Could you play it one more time?
Nope. I gotta keep it even for everybody.
Oh, damn.
Just take a guess.
It didn't even register to me.
Got a guess.
I know. Sorry, I'm it's not Lavish, but... That's my guess I get.
I'm sorry. All right. We can give you a clue now.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back and play some more. Megan, what's the clue?
Okay. The clue is that it is a song off the new album Breach.
We'll be right back. It is the world famous K-Rock. This is an impossible game for us. It's Just a Second. And let's say good afternoon. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who are you?
Hi. Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You ready to play?
Yes,
here's
sir.
Your clue. Nope. Sorry. Here's your clue. What do you think that
it's
is?
It's Drum Show.
Drum Show.
He's putting on a drum show.
That is correct. you get that?
Because I love that song. I love that song.
Oh, my God.
She knows it so well, she knows it backwards.
You won tickets to the private 21 Pilots show. Congratulations.
Thank you.